This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It all ends, and it all starts with Abraham and Jacob, and then the three great peoples of the world. It all goes back to human sacrifice.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
A caller earlier asked me, is the Satanism we see in America a product of Judaism? And the answer is yes and no. What is Satanism? It's the love of the psychopathic rule of the sociopath's kingdom. So you got psychopaths on top, a sociopath serving them. But if you go back to Abraham and Jacob, when he's going to sacrifice his son, and then God stays his hand, and probably put an engraving of that image up, that's what every culture from China to Mesoamerica at that time, 3,000 plus years ago, everyone was killing their children. Everyone was slitting their throats, generally of the king or the nobleman's firstborn son. Oh, the royalty had to kill their children in Mesoamerica and in what's the Middle East today. And it was the Jews in the first to write it. Some cultures didn't do it as well. To say, we're going to stop killing people. We'll kill some doves or some rams and eat them, or maybe a cow. So then you ask me, are the Jews the devil worshippers? They're the first group to, at least to write it down to say, let's stop doing this. Because it was going on all around them. Then they wage war. People say, oh God, the Jews were exterminating everybody. Yeah, if you did human sacrifice, they would kill everybody. The Bible, Old Testament says, kill everybody that kills kids. They put their kids in the fires of Moloch, kill them all. So this isn't a defense of Judaism or an attack on it. It's a defense of history. And so I know it's a big white supremacist thing that Jews invented devil worship and that Jews do Black Sabbath. They've had Jews do Black Sabbath that have been caught. They've had Catholics caught. They've had Protestants caught. Black Sabbaths are a bunch of self-centered bad people wanting to kill men, women, or children and have power. They don't want to go hunt elk in the mountains. They don't want to go arm wrestle. They don't want to have jujitsu. They don't want to go join the military and fight other men. They want to be in a cult of creepy guys and have their way with people. And, you know, that's how I know humans are humans. Whether it was Africa or whether it was Asia or whether it was Latin America, Mesoamerica, or ancient white Europe. Everybody burned people to death. Everybody ate hearts. Everybody did that stuff. And it's all about proving you're the toughest, you're the best, and scaring everybody else in the village through terror that you're the boss. And finally, after terror, people accept it, and it becomes their religion. And so Judaism first rejected what was going on in Babylon and going on in Persia, and going on in Egypt, and going on in Greece to a certain extent. Greece wasn't as corrupt. Just if they disagreed with it, they just throw it off a cliff. It was really human sacrifice. And they had some human sacrifice. It was more like, you know, throw your five-year-old out in the woods for a year and see if they come back. It was more like that. That's where eugenics came from. The elites were like, oh, this is what we're going to do. We don't just cut people's hearts out for no reason. We just kill all the weak people. And, you know, so there's just a lot of complex history. And people tend to dumb it all down. And what I gave you is just a snapshot gestalt. And it doesn't mean people are like, wow, Mr. Fancy Pants told us all the history. It's not. It's interesting. I mean, how could you quit wanting to know all this? Roger Stone's coming up, and I know he loves phone calls. If you want to hold for him, I bet he'll go to you, Jeff, in North Carolina. Just ask Stone. I'm sure he will. And Jesse and Mike, I got a bunch of stuff to handle. I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-whooping contest. So we're going to be ending my part of the transmission here in about 30 seconds. Please spread the links. Please pray for the operation. There's a reason the enemy hates us. We're not devil worshipers. We want you to succeed, and we want to succeed. And as long as you want to succeed and don't want to get in our way, we'll support you. If you want to get in our way and try to hurt us, well, we're going to go through you. Not because we're tough guys or want to be in charge, but because we're not going to let you run our lives. It's the great animating contest of liberty. It's happening now. and humanity is beginning to rise as the spirit of liberty comes back into the world. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a newborn, it's a nightborn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. Alex Jones here back live. I was about to punch out and turn the operation over to Roger Stone. So I'm going to be co-hosting with here for a few minutes. And Nico Acosta, the main producer, came over to me and said, Alex, look at this. They're not even trying anymore. Anderson Cooper has come out and attacked yours truly and claimed that I fabricated the Soros Nazi ties. Now, this is like 11 days ago, they announced ISIS claimed responsibility for the Las Vegas attack. And the next day, Newsweek and Salon and hundreds of fake news publications said that I had just made up ISIS declaring responsibility. They didn't say, oh, ISIS made it up. They just said, I made it up. So they're attempting to brand me as the guy that makes things up. Ladies and gentlemen, Soros on 60 Minutes and on Lehr NewsHour, they were able to expunge the Lehr NewsHour footage, admitted that he collaborated with the Nazis and said he wasn't ashamed of it. George Soros admittedly, with his uncle, helped round up thousands of people because he was Jewish and they trusted him, people in the same vein as Anne Frank. And he would round them up. And he said he wasn't ashamed of it because it was like free markets. If he wouldn't have helped round them up, someone else wouldn't have done it. I mean, he admits this in books written about him. This is next level. This is next level. So here is Anderson Cooper saying I made this up. This is like saying I made up Austin, Texas existing. Or George Washington existing, or Pontius Pilate existing, or Obama, or Hillary. I mean, or Donald Trump. It's so crazy, the articles on InfoWars.com, to have them deny what he says on a video. But here's the difference. Every time we try to upload this, they go, oh, you copyright violation, CBS 60 Minutes. We have full fair use under all law, open and shut case, no debate, that if we're talking about George Soros and playing a clip of him saying it under political purposes, it's 100% covered, especially when they're saying I'm lying about it. So everyone take this video, everyone show this to people, because this is fake news Waterloo. They know they're liars. They know they're caught. And they've got this cosmetic job going for George Soros, who did the Arab Spring that killed over a million people, that helped overthrow Ukraine. I mean, this guy's a monster. They got arrest warrants out for him in like 10 countries. But they're telling you he never tried to crash the pound. He never overthrew African countries. He never funded radical Islamists. He's not buddies with Weinstein. He's not buddies with the Clintons. He's not coming after your guns. No! CNN says it's fake news, and now CNN wants to ban any YouTube or Facebook channel that says it. That's why they're doing it. Well, the CNN PolitiFact says all 16 intelligence agencies say the Russians did it. Now they admit none of it. It was all a lie. This is just total fraud. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
If it goes that way, the consequences could be literally millions of deaths.
Tony Schwartz, appreciate it. Meg Haberman as well. Up next, another white supremacist rally in Charlottesville this past weekend. And something else caught our attention. One of them were out protesting the white supremacists. As disgusting as both rallies were, there is something else that caught our eye when it posted this past Friday. It's the claim that the August protest, the one that killed Ms. Heyer, was some sort of left-wing plot. Now, who, you might ask, would say something so offensive and disgusting as that? Some shock jock radio personality, maybe? No. An elected representative who's serving right now in the U.S. Congress. Here he is, two-term Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar. Now, here's exactly what the congressman said to Vice News correspondent Ellie Reeve.
Let's look at the person that actually started the rally. It's come to our attention that this is a person from Occupy Wall Street that was an Obama sympathizer. So wait a minute. Be careful on where you start taking these people to. And look at the background. George Soros is one of those people that actually helps, you know, back these individuals. Who is he? I think he's from Hungary. I think he was Jewish, and I think he turned in his own people to the Nazis. We better be very careful over where we go with those.
Do you think George Soros funded the neo-Nazis who marched in Charlottesville?
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
Again, that was Republican Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar. This man, keeping him honest, does he have proof? No, nothing. In other words, it's a false flag. He's spreading an insulting and disgusting conspiracy theory, one that's been swiftly debunked by many. We asked Congressman Gosar to come on the program tonight. His office declined. We told him it's an open invitation. We got no reply. These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones. The rally in August was organized by Jason Kessler, who said he voted for President Obama and attended one Occupy event. But he also says he became disenchanted with the Obama administration. And in addition to organizing that hate-filled show,
all three of the organizers were funded by leftist groups, and they had hired actors, admitted. I'm not saying there wasn't real killing, but let's go further here. They're trying to sit there and imply, I'm actually speechless at this point. I mean, this is next level, that Cooper knows full well that Soros has admitted to being a Nazi collaborator, and they're now saying that's a conspiracy theorist. And notice, again, they take whatever's our strongest information and they act like they've caught us in something so people stop saying it. They take whatever's our strongest thing, like the sky's blue, the sun's yellow. They laugh at us hoping we quit, hoping we stop doing it. That's why they tell these bald-faced lies. Let's continue.
The rally has, according to Vice News, spent time on YouTube railing against what he called white genocide. He's certainly a charmer. As for billionaire investor George Soros, who does back liberal causes, a spokeswoman for his foundation issued a statement to Vice News that reads in part, quote, George Soros survived the Nazi occupation of Hungary, and he has spent his life supporting efforts to ensure that such terrifying authoritarianism never takes root again. He was 14 years old when the war ended. He did not collaborate with the Nazis. He did not help round up people. He did not confiscate anybody's property. Joining me now is Ellie Reeve. She's the Vice News reporter
who did that interview. That's enough. And then who's this woman? He says he collaborated with Nazis, and she responds, oh, he funded neo-Nazis? And I'm sorry, they've hired her because she looks like, I'm sad. I mean, I'm kind of glad. I actually want to honor Vice hiring disabled people to be the reporters, but I mean, this is next level, folks. So here's actually George Soros on 60 Minutes saying he's not even ashamed of it, that he helped the Nazis. Here it is.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors. You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian. And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil. And my understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who
swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all.
It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation.
Now that's just one clip. I want to add to this, or get McBrain to give it to you, because it's like a 15-minute interview on there. He says it taught me about markets, and if I wouldn't have helped round these people up, someone else would have done it. So I know he wants to expunge the interview. Maybe tomorrow we should air the whole thing on air, but for some reason, we never play the real coup de grace. Metaphysical? Not meant to happen? Who knows? But something tells me someday it will air. Someday. Maybe today's that day.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection. It created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No. Well, actually, in a funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. And it was whether I was there or not, the property was being taken away. So I had no sense of guilt.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, the article's up on InfoWars.com. CNN now claims that George Soros was not a Nazi collaborator and that we have made it up. The full, 14-minute interview he did for 60 Minutes is posted in our article. This is next level BS. Now, I got to turn the show over to Roger Stone. He's got a congressman coming on with huge, groundbreaking news and information. I'm going to turn this over right now, Roger, but just briefly, what do you make of CNN's latest venture into complete fairy tale fake news, defending a Nazi collaborator and saying that I made it up? What in the world is going on?
This is the epitome of fake news. You know, I used to like Anderson Cooper, but this is a bridge too far. Reminds me of a piece of legislation that Congressman Adam Schiff introduced last week, Alex, which declares that the federal government has never paid out a penny to anyone who was damaged by vaccines. But we know that that's false. They paid out almost $3.7 billion. It's the same kind of denial that you see here. It is widely established that Soros was a Nazi collaborator. He is, as you can see, he exudes absolute stone-cold evil. Foreign intelligence services in numerous countries have documented his Nazi collaboration. So this is an attempt by CNN, not a news organization, to reinvent history, to bury the truth with the big lie. This is a classic of the big lie technique. And Alex, I'm a little jealous because they're blaming you.
Roger, I think I got a big show. Sorry I cut in. Please take over, stonecoldtruth.com.
No problem at all. This, I think, was, in fact, extremely newsworthy, Alex. I have never seen CNN go quite this far in their Orwellian attempts to deny reality. There is more and more reports from the Trump White House about discord between the president and his chief of staff, General John Kelly. Jack Posobiec, who often appears here at InfoWars, reported several days ago that Kelly had tendered his resignation some weeks ago. Now, I've seen this bureaucratic trick before. Under Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger tendered his resignation roughly once every 10 days. Al Haig, later the White House chief of staff, picked up this same technique. They're not really quitting, you understand, and they don't want the president to take them up on their offer. It's an attempt to pressure the president. What I can report is that Kelly has done an effective job of bringing down a de facto iron curtain around our president, controlling all written and human communications that reach the president from the outside, with the exception of those communications that are engendered when the president picks up the phone or when he asks for a specific piece of information. Now, it seems to me that there was an important piece in Vanity Fair today by Gabriel Sherman, who, to my mind, is one of the better political reporters in Washington and the Washington, New York access. And in this piece, Sherman correctly points out that the season, meaning winter, when the beautiful people, when high society goes to Palm Beach, is going to pose a specific challenge to General Kelly. You see, the president is an extraordinarily social animal. He, unlike Hillary Clinton, he actually likes people. He likes to mix with them. He likes to talk to them. He likes to get ideas from them. He likes to bounce his ideas off of them and see what they think. He's a gregarious extrovert in an extrovert's job. And when he goes to his stunning compound in Palm Beach, the Mar-a-Lago Club, well, on any given night, you can find him in the dining room holding court, meeting with friends old and new, and really very much in his element. The problem with that, of course, is that it violates the new protocol set up by General Kelly. The idea of taking the president to this palatial private club where he has an embedded residence, kind of a luxury apartment, but separating him from his many friends and guests, well, that will be a very, very tall order. For example, the conservative publisher, Christopher Ruddy, a friend of InfoWars, a friend of mine, a member of the Mar-a-Lago Club, someone often seen at the president's elbow in the wintertime. I could name others. In fact, I wouldn't be shocked if Alex Jones and Roger Stone show up for dinner one night. So General Kelly's work is really cut out for him. The president is not, like some child, going to be kept in the dark and fed disinformation. That's not the Donald Trump that I know. Keep an eye on General Kelly. I don't know that he'll be there after February. You can only pull the I quit, I'm tendering my resignation act so many times. And I think it is likely that the good general will overplay his hand. Since you're with us here at InfoWars, I'd really appreciate it personally if you go to the InfoWars.com store, where they have an extraordinary special on Brain Force. I would have to say, of all the products available in the entire InfoWars.com line, this is without any question my favorite. For me, it gives me mental clarity, mental organization, mental energy, as it were. Kind of helps you collect your thoughts and focus them. This is a terrific product. I can tell you firsthand that it works, because I was writing last night till almost 3 a.m., got up this morning for early meetings, and here I am on InfoWars now and in the next hour. Speaking of the rest of our show, Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida will join us to talk about Attorney General Jeff Sessions and why there has been no examination of the Clinton Foundation. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
As most most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is former mayor and the greatest mayor, Mr. 9/11, Rudy Giuliani. And you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. Joining me now is one of the most impressive young, hard-charging conservatives in the U.S. Congress, Matt Gaetz of the 1st District of Florida. Matt Gaetz first came to my attention when he was a member of the Florida House. He is a take-no-prisoners conservative in the Reagan mold, someone whom great things are expected of. And he has emerged as a substantial critic of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, specifically in regard to the foibles of the Clinton Foundation and why there doesn't seem to be any current federal investigation of the violations of both law and IRS regulation going on there. Joining me now, Congressman Matt Gaetz. Matt, welcome to InfoWars.
It's good to be on with you, Roger. You know, it is so frustrating that after a rule of law election that we had to send Donald Trump to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, we still have not seen a thorough, robust investigation of the Clinton Foundation. And here's why that's important. We may have people around the world who purport to be acting on behalf of the United States government where there really wasn't an arm's-length transaction. They just got a designation or a contract or some special treatment because they made some donation to the Clinton Foundation. And so let me set the stage for you and for our viewers regarding how this issue came to be in the House Judiciary Committee. Each and every week in the House Judiciary Committee, we've got Democrats lobbing these crazy resolutions about Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Donald Trump, Jared Kushner. And frankly, I was sick and tired of hearing about it while the American people are expecting us to be delivering on our promises. And so I filed an amendment to strip every word of the Democrat resolution and to put into that legislation a demand from the House Judiciary Committee that we get to the bottom of what's going on with the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, is there a situation with Fusion GPS or that made this false dossier on President Trump that we need to know about? The Uranium One deal that you've covered to a great extent on InfoWars remains really something that hasn't been investigated. And so I've been joined by some of my colleagues in the Congress calling for a special counsel to be appointed by Jeff Sessions or his designee to take this matter up and really get to the bottom of whether or not the United States government was sold out by Hillary Clinton.
Matt, what kind of a response have you gotten both from your colleagues in the House and, of course, from the Justice Department?
Well, in the House, I've had a couple dozen people join me in sponsoring a resolution calling for this special counsel. But with 218 Republicans, we certainly, or with more than that, I'm sorry, with more than 240 Republicans, it's a shame that we don't have more than about 10% of the conference signing on to do this real investigation. As for Attorney General Sessions, I really wish that there was a stronger response. He has deferred all issues regarding Russia to Mr. Rosenstein, and I just don't get the sense that Rosenstein is really interested in taking up an investigation of Hillary Clinton. He seems to be more interested in looking into Donald Trump, and, you know, it would be really disappointing, Roger, if just by losing an election, Hillary Clinton got some sort of de facto immunity deal. That doesn't seem fair to me, and I don't think it seems fair to the American people.
It does seem like she has gotten a pass. Now, obviously, when you talk about the Clinton Foundation or the Clinton scandals, sure, there's a big piece of this that has to do with Russia. We now know that John Podesta and his brother were making millions of dollars from the clique around Putin, that Bill and Hillary were paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in speaking fees to give 15-minute speeches in Moscow. In Bill's case, that's a thinly described disguised bribe, in my opinion. But there is so much more there, particularly the abuse in the wake of the Haitian earthquake, where literally millions of dollars have disappeared. It boggles the mind that no one at the Trump Justice Department seems to be at all interested in this regard. What
well, I
are
think
the
they're
next
scared,
steps?
Roger. Yeah, Roger, I think that they're scared. I mean, the facts are there. We have evidence that suggests that The Clinton campaign was working in concert with Fusion GPS to proliferate false dossiers about President Trump, both before and after his election, in order to discredit him. That is the only evidence that there is with a Russia connection to this election that is out of the ordinary. I mean, of course, Russia throughout the world engages in efforts to try to manipulate the national discussion and the global discussion of human events and affairs. That's not anything new. What's new is that it looks like there was this Russian firm that may have been connected to the Clinton campaign. Now, you've asked about next steps. I think it's very disappointing that Attorney General Sessions has taken the position that his recusal on the Russia question means that he won't investigate the Clinton Foundation. You mentioned Haiti. There are a number of other circumstances where the Clinton Foundation was essentially a money laundering operation, where they would take donations in exchange for special access, special favors, and special treatment with the State Department. That goes well beyond Russia. So I believe it is entirely within the discretion of Attorney General Sessions to appoint a special counsel, but he has chosen to take a pass on that and to give all the authority to Rosenstein, who no one elected and who, you know, was not someone that certainly I think the president has tremendous confidence in. And so I'm looking forward to a circumstance where we get that special counsel appointed. That really is the next step. We need a special counsel pursuing Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, because otherwise we send the message to the American people that if someone loses an election, whatever their crimes are, whatever violations of the law they were involved in, they're immediately forgiven upon losing an election. And that is not the type of sense that the American people have. We elected Donald Trump because we want to see the rule of law enforced. You know, I see on the screen now our viewers are able to see this connection to Loretta Lynch. That's another issue that we think deserves an investigation. Why did Loretta Lynch tell James Comey to go and lie to the American people and call the Clinton investigation a matter instead of an investigation? You remember that, Roger? I mean, that was the Attorney General of the United States telling the FBI director to go and lie to the American people. And the fact that as a Judiciary Committee, as a Congress, we have not investigated that, that really gives me a great sense of discomfort.
The Democrats have always been much better than the Republicans when it came to weaponizing the legal system and the judicial system. While we're at it, that special prosecutor you refer to can look into these FISA court declarations that indicate that 30,000 Americans were illegally and unconstitutionally surveilled by the Obama NSA. Yet no one has brought an action against Ms. Rice, Mr. Brennan, Admiral Rogers, and Mr. Clapper, a proven perjurer who lied to the Congress about the fact that he said we had no metadata collection program. This is extraordinarily important stuff, but the Democrats seem to be getting a pass. Matt, if you'll stick with us, I'd like to bring you back in the next segment because there's a couple other issues in the Congress I want to pick your brain about. You're at InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. And if you like our programming, if you like the way that we are carrying the flag for freedom, well, then I ask you to go to the InfoWars.com site now and look at our terrific product line, 40% off Survival Shield. That's an extraordinary price, 50% off my favorite Brain Force. You see, we don't have a George Soros sitting in the wings writing us big checks. We can only depend on you. I will be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Bernie Sanders, and there's a lot of corruption in this country. And if you want to hear about corruption, then you'll listen to Roger Stone on InfoWars, because he tells the truth.
Some vintage Rolling Stones there, a tune written by Chuck Berry, and of course my good friend Senator Bernie Sanders. Congressman Matt Gaetz was called to the House floor for a vote. So we're going to give him a pass, but he's promised to come back and talk to us about the amendment that he's working on that would have the effect of prohibiting the federal government from using DOJ funds for a crackdown on marijuana in the 29 states that have legalized it under state law. Matt Gaetz has been a real crusader on this issue, and he'll be back on InfoWars soon to give us an update on that important issue. Also in the news, for those of you who may not have seen it,
was an extraordinary 60 Minutes interview with a gentleman named Brad Pascal. Mr. Pascal was the digital advertising director for the Donald Trump for President campaign. And I think Mr. Pascal's interview comes at a very timely occasion. It is now that we're just starting to get a focus on the digital advertising campaign that was conducted by, allegedly, by the Russians, and whether it was effective, how much they spent, and whether it really moved any votes. Given the fact that the amounts of money spent appear to be in the hundreds of thousands, and that the number of people who voted in this election were in the millions, it's doubtful, in my opinion, that the Russians did much in terms of actually moving votes for or against Donald Trump. Also, if you have seen the actual copy, the text of their ads, well, they looked like they were written by someone who has Russian as a first language. I was having a hard time trying to figure out exactly what it was they were trying to say. Mr. Pascal, starting with a Forbes magazine profile, which was really a profile on the president's son-in-law immediately after the election, has claimed an inordinate amount of credit for the election of Donald Trump through his alleged digital campaign efforts. There is, I think, an inadvertent downside to Mr. Pascal's appearance on 60 Minutes. You see, he was paid $94 million by the Trump campaign. It is my understanding from sources that I learned about this morning that members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee are going to be asking Mr. Pascal to document where the $94 million went. I can tell you firsthand that the New York Times tried to determine this some many months ago and were unable to do so from public records and logs. Perhaps Mr. Pascal can show us what he did with $94 million. We'll keep you updated on this story as it develops. Steve Bannon, now also in the wake of the extraordinary victory in Alabama by Judge Roy Moore, which many read as a rejection of Senator Mitch McConnell and the Republican leadership in the Senate, Mr. Bannon has now gone on a jihad against the rhino wing of the Republican Party. Let me be clear. It's a jihad that I enthusiastically 100% support. I always thought that Steve Bannon, who really is a good guy, would be more effective as a rabble-rouser and an outsider than he was trying to fit into the button-down culture of the White House. And indeed, Bannon has made great waves since leaving the White House, toppling Senator McConnell's choice in Alabama, and now targeting a group of rhino Republicans who have been backstabbing the president. Now, I know the mainstream media narrative tells you that Robert Corker of Tennessee left the Senate in some fit of conscience, that he has been attacking the president, thus being deified by the mainstream media. But if you're following us here at InfoWars, you know that the truth is far different. You see, Senator Corker got out of Dodge just ahead of the posse. The FBI and the SEC have been examining a series of trades and other business dealings to determine whether Senator Corker was taking information that he learned on a proprietary basis as a member of the U.S. Senate and then using that to invest or make trades in hedge funds or other public companies. This, of course, would be highly illegal. Among the focus of the investigation is a particular company where Senator Mark Warner and Senator Bob Corker came together to put together the money to short housing stocks, garnering tens of millions of dollars of profit. I assure you, federal investigators will continue to be looking at that. In any event, Mr. Bannon has his work cut out for him. Not all of these Republican primaries will be as straightforward as Alabama. Now, recognize that Alabama has a two-tiered process, that there were four candidates in the first election. The two top vote-getters then ran off in the Republican Party. Watch for the Democrats to make a major play to win in Alabama. The argument will be that Judge Roy Moore is too far to the right, too far out of the Republican mainstream. Unfortunately, the Democratic candidate, Jim Douglas, by going to his website, seems to have embraced abortion as his signature issue. I'll be very clear. Doug Jones, Mr. Jones is going to find that that dog in Alabama will not, in my opinion, hunt. In order to pull off an upset victory, well, Doug Jones would have to run as if he were Senator Manchin from West Virginia. He would have to run to the right of the base of his entire party. And so far, he is not doing that. If you want my prediction, I think Roy Moore is headed for the U.S. Senate. And I think Steve Bannon is headed for more upset victories around the country. As far, for example, as Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, well, I think you can kiss Senator Flake goodbye. It's really a shame that President Trump was talked into endorsing John McCain in 2016 when McCain was pressed in a Republican primary. He, too, could have been beaten. And what has the president gotten for his warm endorsement of the good senator from Arizona? Treachery, backstabbing, skullduggery, and an alignment with the most liberal of Democrats on the most important issues of the day, principally, of course, the health care issue. John McCain needs to come before the Senate and answer questions about why he was meeting with Oleg Deripaska, a Russian oligarch who's known as a money man for, yes, Vladimir Putin. In fact, John McCain met with Mr. Deripaska despite warnings from our intelligence services that Deripaska was most likely a Kremlin agent and such a meeting could be questionable. So the mainstream media was absolutely right. There was a Republican candidate in bed with Putin. There was a Republican candidate for president playing footsies with the Russians. But that candidate was John McCain. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't
Don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield.